Now, last January, we brought you the news that the Midwest region had been successful in its bid to host the FAI World Rally Championship for a three-year period from 2025. Limerick, Waterford and Kerry were to be the locations, with each to be given a year over 2025, 26 and 27. And during our chat about this, we had discussed the potential benefits that Clare could reap, particularly from Limerick's involvement. However, I use the word where about the three locations because, unfortunately, Ireland is no longer being considered to host a round of the World Rally Championship in 2025. And Motorsport Ireland made this announcement with the organisation, claiming to have received confirmation from Minister of State for Sport Thomas Byrne that the department would need at least 6 months to undertake further independent economic assessments and analysis of the proposals. To get more background on this and just what Clare in the Midwest will be missing out on, I'm joined by three guests: Aidan Harper, the President of Motorsport Ireland, also the Fianna Fáil Councillor for the Killaloe MD from O'Callaghan's Mills, it's Alan O'Callaghan, and the General Manager of the Shannon Region Conference and Sports Bureau, Karen Ronan. And you're all very welcome to the show. And Aidan, I might start with yourself, and perhaps you could give us just maybe a little bit more background and the timeline of the interactions with the Minister and the Department in relation to this.
Indeed, good morning, and many thanks for having us on this morning. Yeah, just to give a little bit of background where we were. So back in June 2023, we met with Minister Byrne with very much open arms, a delegation from Motorsport Ireland and the World Rally Championship organisers. Met with Minister Byrne in June to put our proposals on the table to host the World Rally Championship for Ireland in 2025, 2026 and 2027. Minister Byrne was delighted to welcome us on the day. In fact, we left that meeting very happy, considering that it was a super meeting. Minister Byrne said to us we were very early approaching him at that point for an event seeking funding for 2025. He did inform us at the meeting that we would have to work then with the major sport events unit, which we were delighted to do so. So we left the meeting very positive. We engaged with the major sports events unit, where we submitted an incredible amount of documentation, organisational diagrams, past event analysis, future event analysis, and analysis from various World Rally Championships around Europe, which would be on par with ourselves. That was all submitted to the major sports event on the 6th of October. Then thereafter, there was quite a lot of radio silence. So we were engaging with the major sports events unit then nearly on a weekly basis to understand, was there anything further they needed? Was there anything they needed clarification on? Did we need to bring in some more experts from WRC? Any helping hands that we can give? We didn't really hear anything back from them, apart from them saying they had all the information they needed, etc., etc. We had a deadline then to fulfil, which was the second week of March, where we had to notify the promoters whether we were going to receive the funding or not, because there are so many countries waiting for this incredible event to be awarded to them, where they have government backing around Europe, etc. So middle of March came, which was our deadline. We sought an extension on that, again, writing to the minister, which we had done numerous times, seeking meetings with him and his department, which were not responded to. There's numerous dates which we had, we have correspondence where we applied to the office, etc., looking for meetings, which nothing came back to us on. And then we got an extension up until Monday of this week from the WRC promoters. That was a 5 p.m. extension on Monday the 15th. At 3:02 on Monday, we received a letter from the minister, basically outlining that they were not in a position to fund us for 25 and that they would require another 6 months to analyse and put in place to carry out some further thorough assessments, etc., which we were completely astonished to get. After us trying to engage and help over the previous 6 months, so 200 days went without any communication from the department, and then to learn with 2 hours to go that they needed a further 6 months to carry out a root analysis on all of this was completely, took us from the left, and completely, you know, we were just flummoxed with that outcome.
And Aidan, can I ask you, would it have been any less disappointing if the minister and his department had got back to you 2 weeks, a month, 2 months before the deadline to still tell you that they needed a further 6 months, which would have meant it couldn't have happened anyway? There still wouldn't have been enough time.
It still wouldn't have been enough time. I suppose our main concern in Motorsport Ireland is what's been going on for the last 6 months. We have been asking, can we help? Can we assist? Can we bring in further experts? What can we do to help? And we know, look, money is not going to come easy, 100%. And we always said that this event was subject to funding. So it's a 5 million euro per year, 15 million over 3 years, with a 300 million payback. That's 100 million for each region. And our business case was quite strong. And we knew it was going to be very hard to get that or to get any amount of money. And we always said, if we don't get it, we don't get it. We put it in the case and we move on. But hearing nothing for 6 months, for 200 days, and then to be told we now need a further 6 months with 2 hours to go to a cut-off deadline. You look at other countries around the world. Look at Croatia this weekend. Look at Portugal coming up in a couple of weeks' time, where their government have bought completely fully into this from an industry and tourism point of view and are completely funding those events. For us then to go and tell the promoters, sorry, with 2 hours to go, our government needs 6 months more. We just can't comprehend how that has come to be.
And of course, from a Clare perspective, Alan, I'd imagine there's huge disappointment. You're a motorsport enthusiast yourself. We spoke to you when there was a possibility of this happening and when the Ireland was successful, and delighted. How are you feeling now?
Good morning, Alan, and I suppose good morning to Aidan and Karen as well. I know Aidan for years and years through the Reading, and I suppose I'm 30 years between partaking in Reading and giving a handout here and there at Reading. And I can see the huge benefit that this was going to bring. I can see our own local Clare Stages rally. I can see the international rallies, like the likes of Killarney. We always kind of modelled ourselves, Clare always kind of modelled themselves on the way Kerry do business. Kerry has four rallies every year in Kerry. They close Miles Gaff for the Lakes of Killarney every May Bank holiday. They have no problem being in rallies to the likes of Kerry because they know the financial impact that it has on the area and the boost to the economy it brings. But then, I was hoping we'd be talking today about good news and looking forward to working with the service the guys in Limerick there, Aidan Walsh, the chairman of Limerick Motor Club, and the possibility of being in a stage to Clare. And I always felt that if that did happen, Kerry were going to get one of the years. Kerry were going to maybe use that stage in Clare as well, but there's a cost in the Tarbert and the ferry and all that kind of thing. But it's very, very disappointing at the minute, what we'll have to hear back. And it's really, really disappointing from my own minister and from my own TD Oireachtas members that the engagement, I suppose more so the lack of engagement that the likes of Aidan and Motorsports Ireland have been trying to pull teeth to get information out of them. And I think that today is absolutely shocking. What are all these departments doing? What are all these people sitting behind desks, what they're doing? Are they scratching and biting their biro all day? Why wasn't this highlighted a couple of months ago? To come out with a statement like that 2 hours before the deadline, that's only kicking the can down the road. That's only kind of say, listen, go away and park it, go away and do your own thing and come back again in 6 months' time or whatever. That the time frame isn't here, as Aidan said. The promoters, this needs to rock, this needs to go, and it's very disappointing. And I know from the amount of volunteers that's involved in Motorsport Ireland is absolutely phenomenal. We all give up our time to give a hand, run rallies, to stand on corners, junctions, there's medics, there's ambulances, all kinds of different things. It's a big clutter of organisation going behind the rallies. And in fairness, Aidan and his team in Motorsport Ireland have worked hard to get this massive, massive, massive influx of people in for the next, and I don't know what's going to happen with 26 and 27, maybe we'll talk to Aidan about that in a minute, but definitely from the offset, if 25 is gone, it's so frustrating. So it's going to go to a massive economy to Galway, Clare, Tipperary, all the way up to Athlone. It's going to be all the Midwest and Southwest. It was going to be massive to the whole area over the next number of years. Now, I know, Alan, you know as well as I do, and Aidan said it there, like, the government don't just pull out a chequebook and say, let's, here you go and off you go. Because you saw what Clare County Council had to do to take over the Shannon Heritage Sites and what they had to spin, and it was like, they said, it was like pulling teeth for due diligence reports, feasibility studies, and all this kind of stuff that the government seems to need nowadays in order to issue a transfer of funding. And that's very, very, that's grand if people are being paid to do that and can sit back and do all that kind of stuff and put all that stuff together. But the likes of Motorsport Ireland, they don't have the financial or the time, or the volunteers wouldn't be able to give that kind of commitment to put kind of a feasibility study together. Because at that time, it cost Clare County Council somewhere between 800,000 and a million to put a case study together.
Yeah, you need the government to do it. And just let me bring in Karen Ronan at this point. I mean, Karen, when you were on with Alan last time, when talking about the success of Ireland getting it to host it from 25 to 27, you spoke about all the work that had been put in. Does it feel deflating? Is that work feel wasted?
Yeah, I mean, it's hugely disappointing, not just for Limerick. Obviously, I've seen firsthand the work that Limerick Motor Club put into the bid and what Aidan has done from a Motorsport Ireland perspective. But for the island of Ireland and for sports tourism for the island of Ireland, it's hugely disappointing. The economic lift from an event like this is immeasurable. You saw the wave of PR globally that we attained just by putting news out there that we were hoping to secure an event. It was absolutely phenomenal. And a rising tide catches all. The amount of opportunities and inquiries that we've received as a result of being recognised as a potential location even for WRC. It's like, as I said at the outset, it's like hosting the Ryder Cup. When people see that you have the capability and the capacity to host an event of that scale, they suddenly start to take notice. And this was never just about Limerick. We always said from the outside, we nearly muddied the waters as to whether it was Clare Motor Club or Limerick Motor Club that were bidding at one stage, because there was so much support from all the motor clubs, the entire Midwest region, particularly for the Limerick bid. Obviously, it was the same in Waterford and Kerry, but there was cross-party political support. It was absolutely phenomenal. When the WRC promoter and Aidan and the team from Motorsport Ireland came to Limerick Racecourse to look at Limerick as a location, we had political representatives from all political parties, councillors, senators, TDs, absolutely huge support. And we were very confident because we saw the parliamentary questions and all of the work that Motorsport Ireland did to continue engaging with the department. We were very, I suppose, positive that there was going to be good news coming down the tracks. If there wasn't, you would have imagined there would have been a lot more engagement up to this point. So, look, it's very disappointing. Limerick Motor Club, and obviously, as you know, I was part of their bid team, we've had a chat about it and we remain incredibly supportive of anything Motorsport Ireland do in the future. And we would hope that if the opportunity arises going forward, that Limerick would be a future location for a WRC. I mean, it's such a phenomenal event and it's such a shame that, as Alan said, we don't have positive news today. But look, we're remaining positive that maybe in the future it might be something we can look at again.
Okay, and that is something we will touch on shortly, where we go from here. But Aidan, we did reach out to the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sports and Media for a statement of this, and I'll just read it to you, or certainly most of it, just to get your reaction to it. It says, while the department is not in a position to commit significant public monies to the hosting of the World Rally Championship next year in 2025, the department has offered to commit public funds towards an independent economic analysis and business case being carried out should Motorsport Ireland be amenable to hosting the World Rally Championship in later years beyond 2025. The department notes that Motorsport Ireland has offered its appreciation for this offer, but the department to undertake the necessary independent economic analysis required. Motorsport Ireland sought state support to host rounds of the FIA World Rally Championship in 2025, 2026 and 2027 to the value of €4 million per annum. In response to this proposal, the major sports events unit of the department examined the material submitted by Motorsport Ireland. In its assessment, the department also considered the experience in Ireland and outside of Ireland in terms of hosting this event in the past. The department also engaged with key stakeholders, including Fáilte Ireland and Sport Ireland. Following this assessment by the department and engagement with Motorsport Ireland, the department identified potential issues regarding Motorsport Ireland's proposal, including the likely return on investment, the displacement impacts of holding an event in busy tourism months, and capacity concerns. And it finishes by saying, it's important to note that a government decision is needed in order to approve the allocation of the significant resources required for hosting major sports events like the World Rally Championship, including in areas such as security, transport and other logistics. It should also be noted that any decision by government to provide funding to support the hosting of major sporting events needs to be underpinned by an independent economic analysis and business case in light of the need for more detailed assessment and further information. And given that that Motorsport Ireland proposes to host the World Rally Championship in what the department describes as a relatively short time. It's unable to commit to public monies towards supporting an event starting in 2025, given the need for further and thorough assessment. So Aidan, there's a lot to chew over in that, but certainly what sticks out is that the department in its assessment and engagement with you guys just identified potential issues. It's talking about €4 million per year, a significant sum of money, and those issues it touches on: likely return on investment, displacement impacts of holding an event in the busy tourism months, capacity concerns, and they say that you're proposing to hold this in a relatively short time.
Yeah, look, a lot to chew on there. We do have a copy of that, obviously, what you have read out. But I suppose if we just go back to timelines, I mean, we met with the minister in June after last year, and that's when the process kick-started. So at that stage, the minister said to us we were very early coming to him, and he appreciated that we were that early coming to him. So we did fill in a major document which contained a lot of that information that you have just read out there. And it was submitted then to the major bids team. And that's when radio silence. So if there was issues, if there was questions, as I said earlier on, if they wanted to come back to us on anything and clarify items with us, seek further discovery, seek further business case, key items, anything like that, that all could have been done. Why wait for 2 hours before the deadline to announce this to us then? Why not work with us over the last 200 days since the proposal was submitted? We have experts in World Rally Championship. We've experts in FIA. This thing happens in 32 countries around the world. This just isn't in Ireland. So we have incredible experts around the world who can assist and help on this. But why wait till the 2 hours before the deadline is finished? In relation to the tourism piece, we would have had representatives, and indeed we worked very closely with Karen. From a tourism point of view, in all three areas that we visited, where we met civic authorities, local tourism boards, county councils, on Garda Síochána. From a policing point of view, we met various ranking officials in the Gardaí department who committed to policing the events. Obviously, there would be costs. All those costs were baked into our paper that went into the government. So some of the items that have been listed out there by the minister, we need further discovery on those. We need to find out who they spoke to outside of the country and what information they were giving outside the country. And we certainly sought a discovery of information on that, because we need to analyse what exactly they have done for the last 200 days, where that information has come from. And obviously we do welcome that the minister is offering to put together the independent economic analysis business case. But why was that not triggered 6 months ago, 7 months ago, 8 months ago? Why wait till 2 hours before the deadline, where we had to turn round to the world, not just the promoter, to the world, and say that Ireland were out? From a tourism point of view, these events over 3 years would have covered everything from the ancient East to the Skellig Way, right around to the Wild Atlantic Way. The scenery backdrop, the promoters, the live television coverage alone that this would have given over the 3 years to these areas was absolutely gold. And it's just incredible that we come down to the wire. And I said it at the start and I say it again, we know money's hard got. We don't expect to walk in there and get a purse opened and said, here it is. And we're prepared to put the hard work in, to put in the analysis, to put in the business case, to restructure the business case if necessary. But again, 200 days with no communications back, and then to be hit with this timeline to say, sorry, we're not giving it to you for 2025, we need 6 more months.
And Aidan, where do we go from here? Does this in any way lessen our chances of hosting around in the future, given, as you say, that it was 2 hours before the deadline on the extension? Would that leave a sour taste in the FAA's mouth? I think Alan touched on it earlier, we're not hosting it in 2025. Does that mean that window from 25 to 2027 is out and we have to wait until after that, till 2028 at the earliest?
So, look, absolutely. First of all, promoters and people like that will look ahead and say, oh, it went right up to 2 hours and then you got a decision. No. So they're going to get a bit jittery about that. 25 is 100% gone now at this stage, because there were slots coming up in 25 for three-year deal events, as the case may be, three-year bids. So we've missed the 25 now. So we will work with the promoter to see, can we get in 26? And if other countries are dropping out, can we go 26, 27, 28? We want to bring this event to Ireland. Ireland deserves this event. We look at Craig Breen. We look at his incredible legacy that he has left behind. behind. We look at the likes of Frank Maher, all of these people in these areas that are incredible stars who are not with us anymore. We look at our world stage and where Ireland is in this sport at the moment. And, you know, sometimes we're seen as a minority sport. But we look at William Creighton, who is the junior world champion from Ireland, who is competing in Croatia this weekend. We have incredible stars in our cars coming up through all our ages and all our disciplines. We, 2007 and 2009, this event ran very, very successfully. And the teams want to come back. The people want to come back to Ireland. We can't bring this back without the funding. But we will work very hard with the department now, but we want to work in a very open and transparent way. We need a two-way dialogue, because certainly it's only been one way, which has been Motorsport Ireland into the department and nothing coming back. We sought meetings on numerous occasions with Minister Byrne, to which we got no replies to emails, and I suppose Minister Byrne was very quickly to be able to appear on television on Monday evening to justify the reasoning behind it, but yet could not meet with the national governing body. So a lot of questions to be answered here, okay, and a lot of clarification.
We're very short on time, but Alan, a quick last word from you on this. Would you be hopeful that something can be salvaged from this and that Ireland can host it from 2026 and that we'll see it in this neck of the woods?
Hopefully, Alan, I suppose. And just touching on what Karen was said, she said the delegation of Clare people that went to Limerick that day in the race course was phenomenal, because it was something that I spoke to the tourism side of it. I spoke to our director, I spoke to our tourism, Sean Lely, and all these people came on and said, come on and look at this and see what they're proposing. And I think we walked out that room that their jaws were dropping the ground with what the investment this could bring. I remember my first ever, I suppose, motion when I bought the Clare County Council was to try and invite Top Gear at the time over to drive the Wild Atlantic Way to promote what we have here on the West Coast. Never came to fruition, that whole Top Gear thing, disbanded or whatever. And when Aidan and his crew came on and said, we're going to be in a couple of rounds of the World Rally Championship, I said, we're back on track with the vision that I had. That the way they showcase the whole of the county or the stages that they go into is absolutely phenomenal. And it's just an absolutely world stage. And I think we have totally, totally lost a massive future injection of tourism into County Clare, Limerick, and all of the...
But would you be hopeful that it can happen at some point in the near future, even though it won't be 2025?
I think myself, no, it's fair to say because they're not on, but I think our Oireachtas members need to be held accountable for here. We have five in Clare alone, from the government part, for the people in power. There's a load of them in Limerick, there's a Tipperary, so they're all over the Midwest. And where were they when they were meeting the minister up and down the corridors? Why weren't they putting the case forward? Were they asleep too? What were they doing? I'd love to know, because like the influx, the presentation that was made that day below in Limerick, anyone that takes a breath of fresh air could see the impact what this was going to do for the Midwest region. Okay. And I think we have totally lost it, and hopefully, and I my utmost confidence on the Motorsport Ireland side of it. I'm not so sure about the government side of it now at the minute, to be honest with us, but I have utmost confidence on the Motorsport Ireland, Aidan Harper and all his gang, that they will leave no stone unturned to get this back on track again. But we just need some bit of help from the government and someone to pony up here and say, listen, okay, we'll go with this.
We do have to leave it there. My thanks to all three of you. That was Councillor Alan O'Callaghan. Also thanks to Aidan Harper, the President of Motorsport Ireland and General Manager of the Shannon Region Conference and Sports Bureau, Karen Ronan.